He had a bicycle for everybody in this school in Akron, Ohio. He put like a thousand kids through college. That man, he ain't never stepped out on his wife. We don't know that. No drama.
Not that we know.
Grandpa, Daddy.
No drama.
Okay. All right, Grandpa.
He's our guy. Oh, I love it. Real quick, I guess Bronny has a beautiful swing. Shasky's saying too. So he grew up playing the game, I guess. But yeah, man, let the guy live.
So according to Matt Maiocco, Christian McCaffrey is not practicing with his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, after yesterday's news, that's why this was such a reversal. I don't expect him to go Sunday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in the City. And Kyle Shanahan is going to talk to the media. He's scheduled to talk at 1:30. That's in a half hour. And obviously, Christian McCaffrey is going to be the center of attention. And hopefully we'll get some more, an update on what's going on. And we will be carrying that live at 1:30. So there you go.
I thought he was back practicing. I knew that was too quick, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Of course, the 49ers open up their season Sunday in Seattle. You know the one thing that
got a game tonight?
You know the one thing, and this is about the game, but it isn't anything that I've really heard talked about a lot other than by TJ Houspenjada last night on Willard and Dibbs. I didn't even think about this, but it seems obvious that everybody who's ever played in the NFL says, you know, Seattle's different. Playing in Seattle is different because of the noise.
Yeah.
And TJ was talking about how the 49ers are going to have a lot of new players on defense. And, you know, with the noise, they're going to have to make some adjustments. And he was kind of saying that's where, you know, veteran teams have a little bit of an advantage because they've got guys who have played in that environment. And the 49ers are going to have some guys who are playing in that environment for the first time.
Yeah, and we talked
about something to keep an eye on.
No doubt, Stoney, and it's always, I know they won the division up there years ago, but I told you earlier, in their last 8 outings, the Seahawks got 10 of 11 starters returning, man. They've only given up 14 offensive TDs, and I'm just saying, they're getting better. McDonald's, I think, a defensive-minded coach. We know that from what he did with Baltimore. But Stoney, I'm just like, man, this is not going to be a walk in the park, especially if you have no Michael Jordan. And that's what I think McCaffrey is to this offense.
Let's go to Jesse in Rohnert Park. Hey, Jess, how you doing, man?
Good to speak with you, gentlemen.
Back at you.
I'm going to keep it brief. Talk about Purdy needing to earn his money. Shanahan needs to as well. We're in a situation. We lost our Jordan, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
He needs to figure out a scheme to get an extra guy on the field in some way. Not 12 men, but getting a guy to do a dual role. That guy is Purdy. He's built like a running back. If we can see, and I hope you're listening, Shanahan, let's try it. Let's do this for the season. Run pass option. We have to use Purdy's legs. We need to get another weapon on the field. Purdy hasn't been running. He's very young, very durable. We've got to incorporate that into the game. That's what I'm watching for tomorrow. That's what I'm hoping for. Because I don't think McCaffrey is going to be what he was once. And I don't think Robinson can play that role. We need another distraction. We need another threat. Get Purdy's legs in the game.
Appreciate it, Jess. There's always a danger in that, obviously.
And I'll say this to that, Matt, before you go. I remember last year we thought it was by choice, but he was running because the pocket was closing and breaking down on him. But, I mean, he's not Michael Vick, and it sounds like the caller thinks he's Steve Young like that. And we know he's mobile, but, man, you don't want to put him in harm's way. But what offensive player, if they don't have McCaffrey, Stoney, is capable of doing more? It's got to start with your QB.
Yeah, I think, and I think that's a dangerous situation. In terms yeah. of if he tries to take too much on his shoulders, it ain't going to work. Let's go to Mike, Philmo Mike.
Our man.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
I love how you be introduced to callers. You be like, let's go. What's up, man? How you doing, man? Let's go to Johnny and Stockton. That's what's up, bro. I love how you do that. It's hella funny. Anyway, though, but you is kind of hating on LeBron, though. But I understand totally where you're coming from. I do get where you're coming from, though. But I want to talk about McCaffrey in a weird way. I don't know, man. I feel some type of way, man. You took the money from us. Boom. You knew you weren't going to be able to play. I don't know. But I know injuries happen, you know what I'm saying? But in a weird way, I just feel some type of way about that situation. And then we come up to the season, everybody talking high kudos, and then, bam, you limited in practice when 2 days from the from game day. That's kind of peculiar, but, you know, you just got to roll with the punches. I don't know what it was, but it just seems like we get a lot of injuries in training camp, and it's like I never used to just see all these injuries just happen in training camp. I don't know if it's the staff. I don't know what's going on. People need to start training with Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice didn't get injured in the offseason.
I said that at the summit yesterday, Mike.
They need to do that regimen for real, because it's like it's something going on. It's something. It's like it's too much money out there. It's too much technology for this to be happening more often.
Oh, man,
it should get better with time, not worse with time. And so it's like it's weird. Like I don't know what was like. They say like they were trying to do things to implement more safety and more. You know, they do less. You know, I like the bigger helmets. Okay, that's cool. They need to practice more, man. They need to build up some type of callus. And the last caller from Ronan Park, they do a lot of things in Ronan Park, and one of them things is smoke crack. You can't be putting Brock Purdy out there like that. Stay off the rocks, homeboy. Straight up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Ronan Park's not. They don't do that.
Well, that's how Philmo saw it.
Yeah.
I just noticed Philmo didn't give me anything about my fit today, but when it's raggedy, he'll have something to say. But no fit check from Philmo, Mike. But can you tell the listeners I brought that up at the summit?
I don't remember.
When we let me help you. But you remember the Maxwell concert when he was asking about what you took from this offseason. And I said, guys like Pearsall showing up, young thoroughbreds kind of with, you know, little nagging things, hammy. And I'm like, what are you guys doing in the offseason to where you're showing up and something's going on? You know, a check engine light. It's nothing major, but it is weird. We've talked about it, and I don't know where they start. Maybe reach out to Rick Celebrini. I don't know, Steiny. What is going on, man? Like, I feel that call.
I always try to look at every point of view, and people are upset about the injuries, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, what happens if everybody comes in fat and out of shape?
Like the old days?
No, then will they suffer injuries more or less? The great Dave Cowens, the great former Boston Celtics center, used to say that all the time, that you can't play your sport 12 months a year.
And maybe that's what's happening then, Stoney. Maybe that's why Halliburton and the rest of the gang, hey, maybe that's it. They're doing it too much.
Yeah, you got to give the body a break at some point.
Lord knows we do. Not Evan.
Yeah.
Means he's working. That's why I'm proud I'm still hooping. I don't even care if the son of a thing did go in the hole. I'm out there.
And that's what life's about.
I'm out there hustling. My man.
You don't mind if you ruin the game for 9 other guys?
Steiny, stop. That's why I wish you would just come watch me.
I won't.
Who said they would? Somebody said they would. I'm like, pull up with me. A little camera?
Oh, I said I would if you play at San Quentin.
You did. Myers texted me.
If you play at San Quentin, I'll come.
Yeah.
For sure. And that I do mean. For sure. All right. Christian McCaffrey, ladies and gentlemen. Couple pieces of news. Yesterday, obviously, he was limited at practice. And today, he is working on the side, not with his teammates. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media in about 20 minutes. We're going to take it live to get you the update in real time. But
here we are again,
we'll see.
Man. Yeah.
We'll see. What would you predict? Here's my prediction. He'll leave it open-ended about Monday.
Sunday, rather.
He will say, we'll see about Sunday. And we'll see about after that. Yeah. Like, that's what he's going to say. He's not going to say, well, he's definitely playing Sunday.
Gotcha. I'm with you on how he's going to attack this. But the guru computer has already spat out, Steiner, he ain't playing Sunday, and I don't know when he's playing. This is an Achilles issue / calf, which we know can blow and go like an engine in a Cadillac, an old Cadillac. I've been there. We've seen this. Halliburton, it happened, and he's a young buck. We saw Durant nurses. Steiner, you can't, it feels like at right now you just can't win this battle. You can maintain, but a running back with all the miles on his tread, Steiner, I don't see it, Bob. And when I say that, the 2023 McCaffrey.
And I think the 49ers knew this was a possibility, and that's why Brian Robinson's here.
Do you feel any type of way about what Fillmore Mike said, Steiner? Because I'm starting
about
to hear
what?
Whispers he took the money. He didn't know he was hurt like this.
I mean,
I didn't hear you.
Well, I'm certainly not going to accuse Christian McCaffrey of being hurt when he signed the contract, but I do know that that was the one. Like, I remember saying last year, okay, it looks like, Christian McCaffrey was the number one priority, and there was no fanfare. We heard about Trent Williams wanting more money and holding out. We heard about Ayuk wanting more money and holding in, and McCaffrey was just boom. He was done right before the wedding, right? Did he have a wedding last year?
Yeah, good call.
So, yeah, it's a tough break there. All right, 888-957-9570. We've got a bunch of stuff on the other side. Kyle Shanahan's talking at 1:30. But before that, we will have scene two, I guess, of Goo's acting career.
I'm ready.
We'll do that on the other side of the break. We're going to set up a scene for Guru. He claims he's a great actor. And you guys,
I'm trying to do what Bron's doing with golfing.
The judge of that.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.